back to the Gospel of Mark, huh? Yeah, today's message is really apropos, I think. Apropos, just a very fitting.
今天的这个信息很适合我们现在的环境。
Yeah, I mean, we are surrounded in our culture right now with the many different voices talking from different positions, political positions, opinions, what have you.
我们现在的当代这个政治环境就是很多不同人用他的不同的政治观点，他们都发表他们的感想和意见。
And something that I think about at times is, well, who am I going to listen to?
No, 那我们经常就是，那我到底要听谁的呢？
Yeah, I mean, we have a choice. We can endlessly listen to our preferred political view, or we can say, maybe not so much of that, and I need to continue to listen to another voice.
你可以选择说，哎，我喜欢听谁，我就听他的，我一直不断的听他的。 那或者说你可以换个方式听听神怎么说。
And it can get pretty ugly sometimes if you're following this kind of thing. You know, politics can become, well, unsettling.
如果只是听这个政治家的话，你听着听着之后就把你的思维都扭曲了。
It's really about power, and people are afraid of losing their voice and losing their power, and so you have all these endless debates going on all the time.
人都希望权力，所以你听这个政治家讲一讲，最后都是讲涉及到权力的事情。
And oftentimes, if you haven't learned to discern, you can be easily swayed by one side or the other.
你如果心里没有一个明辨的心的话，你很容易就被一方面的观点而影响，最后就随着他而去了。
And someone's attitude, who might claim to be a believer, can become pretty ugly, and suddenly their attitude and their way of talking and belittling other people gradually can become our way of thinking and talking as well, if we're not careful.
如果有人号称他自己是基督徒，他信神呢，他跟你讲一大堆这个政治观点，就你如果不小心的话，被他影响的话，你会跟他一样的结果。
And we'll see that the history, the origin of this kind of action, this kind of behavior goes way back.
所以这个日光之下没有新事，现在发生的事情以前也是一样，我们来看耶稣时代是怎么回事。
And we're going to see today that even Jesus' own family was influenced by this kind of a behavior, this kind of public discourse.
就连耶稣他自己的家人
And I don't say that to disparage Jesus' own family, his siblings or his mom or anything like that. It's just the way that life is. A lot of pressure coming on people. The culture is so powerful, and if you're not careful, you can be swept up in all of that kind of talk.
我这样想并不是想要贬低耶稣的母亲和他的兄弟姐妹们哈。 只是说当时在他那个环境下，很少有人能够独善其身，那个社会的环境就会影响到每一个人。
If we learn to read between the lines as we're coming through the Bible, sometimes we can sense what's really happening behind the scenes.
你读经的话，你如果读得仔细的话，思想当时的背景、上下文怎么讲，你会可以猜测到当时的环境是怎么样的。
And so this rhetoric, this way of talking and demeaning and belittling, it sounds like after a while, some of Jesus' family began to believe that maybe Jesus is nuts.
当时你根据上下文去想，你可以猜测，当时耶稣的家人肯定觉得耶稣真的是疯了。
And so we read in verse 20, then Jesus went home and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, Jesus, for they were saying, he is out of his mind.
所以马可福音这里就记载说，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连吃饭也顾不得吃。那他的亲属听见了，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他疯狂了。
And you might remember the context. At this point, Jesus is still quite popular, and the crowds have swelled. A great number of seekers and maybe fair weather followers of Jesus are being attracted to the Messiah.
所以当时的环境就是耶稣很受人欢迎，所以好多人，不管是他的门徒还是就是想来见他的人，都挤了到想要见他。
And it's hard to imagine, but so many people needing so much help, requesting Jesus to come and either heal or speak a word to them that they don't even have time to eat.
所以每个人都有各自的需要，有的需要人耶稣来按手，有的需要耶稣来为他医治些什么的，所以人到那个程度，耶稣连饭都吃不上。
And I don't know if you remember what we said several, a month or two ago, but sometimes that's what a fast looks like. You're so busy and so engaged in what God is doing that you just forget to eat.
所以我们就可以看见耶稣当时忙到一个程度，他连吃饭的时间都没有。
So at this point, of course, the religious establishment, the people who are kind of leading, historically leading the Jewish people, they're getting quite uncomfortable with Jesus' popularity.
而当时的这个宗教领袖，他们对于因为耶稣有如此的受欢迎，他们就不舒服了。
And there's a lot that they don't like about what they see happening with Jesus.
他们因为耶稣所做事情，他有很多让他不高兴的地方。
It seems that Jesus doesn't respect all of their religious traditions.
尤其是耶稣并不看重他们这些宗教的传统的东西。
Or conform to their Sabbath expectations.
或者没有照着他们对于安息日所说的规定来做。
And that he wasn't actually educated in the same way many of the Pharisees were educated. And that bothered them.
他也没有说像当时的这些法利赛人去了一个宗教学校一样，耶稣也没有去那种宗教学校，跟他们不是校友。
And even though they tried to embarrass Jesus on countless occasions, he seemed to be able to handle their criticism.
他们用了各种各样的陷阱来想要抓耶稣的把柄，但耶稣一个也没有落进他的陷阱里。
In fact, Jesus was so quick on his feet, so wise that he seemed to be able to handle anything that they threw at him.
所以他们不管用什么方法来想来套耶稣，耶稣从来都不上他们的当。
And so Jesus was so adept that he even made them look foolish.
而且耶稣不仅自己不上当，而把话锋一转，让他们显得让他们丢尽了脸。
And you add to that the fact that Jesus was so popular with the common people.
所以人民大众都特别的喜欢耶稣。
And so we capture a little bit of this in the Gospel of John where the leaders are saying, if we let Jesus go on like this, everyone will believe in him.
所以耶稣的这个受欢迎的程度如此之大，在约翰福音 Can you go back to that slide?
Oh, sir.
在约翰福音
Is that the way?
Yeah, 因为在约翰福音十一章四十八节那里记载，祭司长就说啊，我们如果让这个事情潮流继续下去的话，那每一个人都会相信耶稣，然后罗马人会来把我们的地和我们的国都拿走。
And so far, nothing that the religious leaders have tried has been successful.
所以到那个时候为止，那个宗教领袖所尝试的各种努力都失败了。
So they are at their wits' end and they're thinking, man, what can we do about this Jesus?
所以他们黔驴技穷，就想就损招了。
And it seems like whatever they try to do, Jesus just becomes more popular and his following is becoming greater.
好像他们无论做什么，反而就是事半功倍，让耶稣的受欢迎的程度反而加增。
So what happens? Well, the same thing we see happen in our own contemporary world. You know, if that's not going to work well, then we can say some things about Jesus that will cause people to question his credibility.
所以他们就想说，如果其他方法都没办法成功的话，我们就来毁谤耶稣。
Right, we can label him this or we can slander him. We call that sometimes libel. And we can say things about Jesus that are not true.
所以他们就想说，那我们就来给耶稣贴个标签，或者毁谤他的这个毁谤他的声誉。
And just like today, you know, those things, if you hear them often enough, sometimes you start to believe them, the libel and the slander.
就他们觉得把耶稣的坏话说够了，说一千遍，人家就相信了。
And we see in verse 21, someone said that Jesus had flipped. This is a very 比较口语的说法 ，just say, hey, this guy's crazy.
他们就说啊，耶稣疯了，癫狂了。
And so I think you know that's what we see kind of playing out here in verses 21 and 22.
这里当时这个背景就发生了，我们在马可福音三章二十一节、二十二节。
So that's where they start. We're going to see they take it even further than that.
我们就会看到这之后还会不会更进一步呢？
And if that wasn't enough, now Jesus, his own family, his own brothers and sisters are beginning to be persuaded by this kind of false logic and these labels that are being imposed on Jesus.
所以当这些宗教领袖说放出言论说啊，耶稣疯了，耶稣疯了。之后连耶稣的兄弟们都开始相信了。
And so to the point that they are now coming to seize Jesus and like kind of bring him back to his senses.
所以他们会这节二十一节会说耶稣的亲属听见了就出来要拉住他，因为他们也觉得耶稣疯狂了。
So sometimes it's interesting to compare a little bit. We see in the Gospel of John, it says not even his brothers believed in him.
这里我们看见在别的福音，约翰福音也记载说，当时他的兄弟并没有相信他是耶稣，并没有相信耶稣是基督。
So can you imagine what Jesus is going through at this point?
所以你能想象耶稣他当时碰到一个什么样的遭遇吗？
Have you ever faced this kind of action, this kind of focus on you because you were just basically trying to faithfully follow Jesus?
你有没有试过因为你专心的跟从耶稣就遭遇到这样子的环境呢？
Paul says that if you do seek a life where you try to faithfully just listen and respond to the voice of Jesus, that you will have trouble. You will face this kind of thing.
保罗就说人若立志照着主的话去行就一定会受逼迫。
I mean, we're talking about cultivating a life where you just simply say, Lord, I want to follow you. I know I won't do it perfectly, but I want to obey your word. And if you start to do that faithfully, you're gonna get pushback from people.
你若立志照着耶稣的话去行的话，你会不受人欢迎的。
And so Mark wants us to know that Jesus is such a threat to the religious establishment at this point that word is out now.And even the big guys from Jerusalem are coming down now to see for themselves what all this is about Jesus.
所以耶稣这个受欢迎程度这么大，他的有关于他的事迹也传得很广，甚至连在耶路撒冷的那些大人物也被惊动了，他们也派人专门跑到下面来看耶稣到底怎么回事。
And when they come down from Jerusalem, you know it's the biggies, you know it's the guys with all the power, and they're coming. And in their mind, they've heard this Jesus is dangerous.
他们在耶路撒冷就听到耶稣的所作所行，他们就专门来看，他觉得耶稣这人很危险。
So in verse 22, we see the following.
所以在二十二节我们就看着下面的记录了。
And the scribes who'd come down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he cast out the demons.
所以从耶路撒冷下来的文士，他们看到了这一切，他们就说耶稣是被别西卜，就是鬼王附着，又说他是靠着鬼王来赶鬼。
And he called them to him, and he said to them in parables, Jesus said, how can Satan cast out Satan?And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end.
耶稣听见他们这样说他，耶稣就把这些耶路撒冷下来的文士叫过来，用比喻对他们说，撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住；若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住，必要灭亡。
So clearly, the religious establishment is worried.
所以我们就看见这个宗教领袖他们很担心。
And so it's not enough just to say what they said about Jesus already in Galilee. Now they're saying that Jesus is demon possessed.
他们说耶稣是疯子可能还不够，他们要进一步说耶稣是被鬼附的。
And somehow through his alliance with the dark powers, Jesus is able to cast out demons is the logic here.
他们的思维方式就是耶稣之所以能够赶鬼，是因为他自己被鬼附，所以他能赶鬼。
And so these religious leaders are stirring up this kind of thinking among the people, and they would say, well, what else would explain the fact that he has such power and authority over unclean spirits?
他们对于耶稣能够对于巫鬼有这个权柄来赶他们，他们没无法理解，他们觉得除非耶稣自己也是被鬼附，否则他哪里有这个能力去赶别的鬼。
And so in response, Jesus asked them to consider how could that be?
所以耶稣就用他们的这个逻辑来反问他们，这怎么可能？
How would Satan benefit if he was using Jesus to divide and destroy his own dominion?
所以这个撒旦这个鬼王他自己如果用耶稣来赶他自己的鬼，他自己有什么好处呢？
And Jesus emphasizing this point, asking in successive order how Satan could survive if his kingdom in verse 24, or if his house in verse 25, or if himself was divided against itself.
耶稣就说，这个鬼，不管是他的鬼的家还是鬼的国，他如果自相纷争， 打了起了内战的话，他这个国他这个家怎么可以站立得住呢？
And emphasizing how if that was happening, then that kingdom could not survive, that kingdom could not stand.
所以他如果这个鬼的国家里面打了内战的话，这个鬼自己的国也不会，也肯定要也要倒塌了。
Rather, he would demonstrate that maybe it's something different happening altogether, that maybe Satan's reign was coming to an end.
所以耶稣说这个撒旦的国要结束了。快要结束了。
Right, and so he says, what you're thinking is not even logical. What's happening is that actually the dark powers are being forced out, and the rule and the influence of these dark powers is going to quickly shut down.
所以耶稣就说这些文士人，这些文士他们的这个逻辑不通。
And so maybe that's because Jesus said someone more powerful, someone mightier has come.
如果不是鬼在赶鬼的话，那就是有一个比鬼更大的能力的来赶这些鬼了。
And we find ourselves in a similar situation today. It comes down to which voices out there are we going to listen to?
我们现在面临问题就是我们要听到社会上不同的声音，我们要去自己分辨说，那哪一个声音我要听呢？还是我要听上面来的声音？
So what's your lifestyle? I mean, what are you tuning into day in and day out? Who gets your ear?
你每天都是听什么新闻的？
I personally, I begin the day and I limit how much social media or how much news I let come into my ears, into my consciousness. I just limit that because I have the power to limit what I listen to.
像我自己就是我尽量少听这些这些社会上的新闻。
Yeah, Jesus had something interesting to say. He said, "If you're my sheep, you're going to listen to my voice."
耶稣说，你如果是我的羊，你就会听耶稣的声音。
My sheep listen to my voice.
我的羊认得我的声音。
I love this, and I know them, and they follow me.
我认得他们，他们也跟从我。
Do you like that?
你喜不喜欢这个？
I like verses like that because it helps center us. It helps reorient us. Like, am I listening to that voice? As I begin my day, is that what I'm tuning into? Or do I immediately go to social media to hear what's going on from the left or from the right?
对，你早上起来，你是第一时间听耶稣的声音，看看他怎么说呢？还是你就打开新闻，看不管是左面的新闻或者右面的新闻，都来影响你了。
Do you remember what John the Baptist said at the beginning as Jesus is just beginning his public ministry?
你还记得约翰在耶稣刚出来传道的时候他说了什么吗?
He said, after me there is coming one, this promised one who is mightier than I.
四喜约翰说有一个在我后面来的他的能力比我更大。
And of course he was talking about Jesus, he was talking about the coming Messiah.
他说的是耶稣，说的是要来的弥赛亚。
And Jesus then goes on to explain what is really happening as he encounters these dark powers.
耶稣下面就来讲讲，当他面对这些邪恶的势力，这个鬼的势力的时候，他做了什么。
And how it was possible that Jesus could come and all of these demons are expelled.
为什么耶稣一来，这个鬼在他面前都站不住呢？
Jesus says it in this way, using kind of a parable approach.
耶稣就下面就用了个比喻。
He says in verse 27, no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, then indeed he may plunder his house.
耶稣就说没有人能进一个壮汉的家抢夺他的家具，除非你先把那壮汉绑住才可以抢他的家具。
Someone mightier has been able to come in to another domain to bind the dark powers and drive them out.
所以用到这个鬼的世界里，就是有一个比鬼更有能力的来把鬼赶出去。
So through the parable here, Jesus is clarifying what is happening through himself, through his own ministry.
耶稣就用这个比喻来讲他所做的事情是怎么回事。
The stronger man who has entered Satan's house has bound him with his powerful word.
所以有一个比鬼更有能力的进来了，把鬼自己绑住，然后把他扔出去了。
And now Jesus is plundering his goods.
然后耶稣就是掠夺鬼的这个领地。
The so-called goods, these things that are more precious than anything in life, that the souls of men and women and children.
所以你像鬼魔鬼他的财富是什么呢？就是被他控制的灵魂。当耶稣来把他魔鬼绑住了以后，就把他所控制的这些灵魂都释放了。
And we shouldn't be surprised at this. From the very beginning, as Jesus was getting underway with his public ministry, we see that he was anointed by the Spirit of God.
So, 我们刚看看到耶稣刚刚出来传道的时候，天开了，圣灵降在他身上，他被圣灵所高充满。
And so, wherever Jesus goes, so comes the kingdom.
所以耶稣不论走到哪里，神的国也跟到哪里。
The kingdom of light and power.Right? The kingdom that comes with such power that even the dark forces have to go.
神的国有的光和能力，所以这个神的国无论到哪里，鬼的国是站立不住的。
Right? Demons are displaced.
所以鬼的国就鬼这些鬼就被赶出去了。
And that's why Matthew says it this way. It's beautiful. He says, "But if it is by the Spirit of God," and he's quoting Jesus here.If it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, Jesus says, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
所以马太福音十二章二十八节就记载说，耶稣说，如果我是靠着神的灵赶鬼的话，那就是神的国临到你们了。
So Mark wants us to see that as Jesus goes, and whenever Jesus goes into a village or a town or an area, whenever he does, wherever he goes, so advances the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣不论走到哪一城哪一村，所以神的国也跟着他走到那一村那一城那一村。
But I think maybe these religious enemies, the leaders from Jerusalem and even the local leaders in Galilee, I think they've gone too far this time.
但是呢，你想这个宗教领袖们，不管是本地的宗教领袖还是耶路撒冷来的宗教领袖，他们毁谤耶稣是被鬼附的，这次他们做得太过分了。
Now they're in great danger. I think they've crossed the line, and now they're attributing to Satan the works of God.
他们把耶稣的事情说成是鬼的事情，这就过了红线了。
And so we see Mark adding in verses 28 to 30 the following.
所以我们就看见马可在下面有记载了另外一段。
Truly I say to you, Jesus says, all sins will be forgiven.The children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they were saying, He, Jesus, has an unclean spirit.
So, 耶稣说，耶稣对这些宗教领袖说，我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因为他们说耶稣是被鬼附的。
Some people call this the unforgivable sin.
有人说这就是永远的罪。
And Jesus here is using that famous figure of speech that he likes to use when he's really driving a point home. He says, "Truly or verily, I say to you."
每次耶稣说我实在告诉你们的话，这是他要特别强调的一点。
And some people call this, scholars call this the Amen formulation, and it first appears here in the Gospel of Mark.
所以每次当耶稣圣经上记载说耶稣说我实实在在或者我实在告诉你们的时候，我们大家要特别注意，这句话是马可福音第一次记载耶稣用这个词，我实在告诉你们。
And so of course, Amen, we still use it today, means so it is.
所以阿门这个字的意思就是诚然如此的意思。当耶稣自己说我阿门的告诉你。
So you realize that when you say Amen, you're saying so it is.
所以当你祷告的时候，你说阿门的时候，你就说确实是这样。
And this seems to be historically a phrase that Jesus often used to drive a point home, and it indicates that what he's saying is true, trustworthy, reliable.
我们看到福音书里面，耶稣常常用这样的方式来说话。每次他这样说的话，他讲的后面就是这一段话，就是非常重要，我们要特别注意相信的。
And so what's happening here is the blasphemy against the person and the work of the Holy Spirit of God.
所以这个耶稣就警告他们不要亵渎圣灵。
I mean, that's really going too far.
所以当他们亵渎圣灵的时候，那他这个罪永远不得赦免。
And so Jesus seems to indicate with that kind of sin there is no forgiveness. But why?
所以我们就来看他耶稣为什么说这种亵渎圣灵的罪永远不得赦免呢？
When you speak against the work of the Spirit of God and say this isDarkness, when actually, in fact, it is light, it leads to real trouble.
当你把这个圣灵所做的光的工作说成是魔鬼所做的黑暗的工作，那你这个那你会有麻烦的。
It seems the implication is that if you persist in that way of thinking and living, that you can go too far and there's no coming back from that.
如果这样子想去，你又这样想又这样去做的话，那这个罪是神不会饶恕的。
Does that mean that you and I could be in danger of such a sin?
这是不是意味着你和我都可能犯这种罪呢？
Well, first of all, we have to look at the historical context. This was directed to the religious leaders of Jesus' time.
我们来看上下文，耶稣说这个话都是专门对那宗教领袖说的。
But I would say there is an application if a person, no matter what generation he lives in, he or she, if they persist in calling light darkness, right?And truth, untruth, and they persist in saying the work of the Spirit of God is the work of the dark powers. You keep living into that, you keep telling yourself that, it's going to end with eternal consequences.
但如果现在有个人他不断地说这个神的工作就是魔鬼的工作，不断地把光的工作说成黑暗的工作，不断地这样做，不断地去想，那他这个结果很糟糕。
I'm sorry, yeah, because you know, you think about it. If you persist in that, God is giving you light, God is giving you revelation, God is pointing you to Jesus, and you keep saying, no, that's nothing, no, that's of the devil. Well, you keep doing that all your life, you know, it's going to take you to destruction.
如果你的辈子就是不断地这样去想，啊，忽视神所给你所有的启示，你说这是魔鬼做的事情。那你的辈子可能就完了。
Because you're cutting yourself off from the very means that our gracious God is giving you to be saved.
因为你这样做就是把自己与神的救恩隔绝了。
So that's why some refer to it as the unforgivable sin because you go too far and there's no coming back from it.
所以为什么有人说这是无法赦免的罪？
Right? Now Mark is going to close this section of scripture here, this passage today, by bringing us back to where he began with his family.
那下面马可又回到这里。讲述耶稣的这个家人的事情。
And this is kind of one of these verses that troubles people because Jesus is going to talk about who his family really is.
那这段有人看了觉得心里不舒服，因为耶稣讲到谁是他的家人。
So we pick it up here again in verse 31. We'll go down to verse 35.
这里看那三十一节到三十五节怎么记载的。
And his mother and his brothers came and standing outside, they sent to Jesus and called him. And a crowd was.Sitting around him, and they said to him, Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And Jesus answered them, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, Jesus said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外面打发人去叫他，有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他就告诉他们说，他们就告诉耶稣说，看哪，你的母亲和你的弟兄在外面找你。耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？就四面观看那周围坐着的人，说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Early in verse 21, we read how that Jesus' family had left.Presumably Nazareth, maybe, with the intent to seize Jesus and bring him back.
我们之前看到说，耶稣的家人大概是从拿撒勒，听说耶稣疯了，专门从拿撒勒跑过来，想要把他抓拉住他，带他回家，因为听说他疯了。
You remember that, right?
刚我们讲过了哈。
And they thought, I think maybe Jesus is going crazy here.
他们就想说，耶稣是不是真像这个社会上说的，他疯了。
Right? I mean, who does he think he is? The promised Messiah?
难道耶稣真的是弥赛亚吗？
And of course, at this point, clearly it had not yet been revealed to his own family, his own kin, who he is, who he was.
耶稣大概在那个时候还没有向他自己的家人、他的兄弟来显明他是基督。
And so we keep reading in the New Testament, and later we discover that.I think his entire family came to know him as the Messiah. We get little glimpses of it like in 1 Corinthians 9:5.
我们知道后来他的弟兄们知道承认相信他是弥赛亚，但是刚开始他们并不知道。
And some say that our wonderful book of James was written by his younger brother. And so we know that his life had an amazing impact even on his own family later.
所以我们知道那个圣经里有本书叫雅各书，那个雅各就是耶稣最小的弟弟写的。
It seems like in this episode today, Mark wants to contrast those who are truly Jesus' family from those who can only maybe stand outside from a distance.
所以今天我这个马可特别给我们看到一点，就是说耶稣的家人站在外面，真正耶稣的跟从耶稣的人坐在他周围，到底谁是他的家人？
Right. So at least at this point, we know later this changes, but at this point they're at a distance. Mark is depicting that his own family is standing at a distance. They can't seem to get close to Jesus, and that they're being overly informed and persuaded by the common misinformation being spread about Jesus.
So we 看见这里，耶稣的母亲和他的家人站在外面，然后他们是被社会舆论所影响，觉得耶稣大概真的是疯了。所以他们就站在外面叫人去找耶稣。
And I think it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of people in that sphere today who don't seem to get very close to Jesus. There are times they're interested and they're listening and they're rather critical. They're not very committed to Jesus. They think they have access to them, but they actually don't know Jesus and Jesus doesn't really know them well.
所以我们现在也可以讲，很多人说可能他跟耶稣有关系，但他们跟耶稣的关系就是远远的站着，他并没有到耶稣面前来，他远远的站着看耶稣听耶稣，甚至通过别人去找耶稣，但他自己并没有到耶稣面前来。
But interestingly, they presume to have access to Jesus.
他们假设他们自己可以到耶稣面前来，可以找耶稣。
Yeah, so Mark reports how there was such a crowd around Jesus in this Galilean home that he's situated in that his own family cannot quite get to him.
所以当时情况就是耶稣自己进了一个屋子，旁边一大堆人聚集，人实在很多，甚至挤到一个程度，他自己的家人反而不能够到他面前来。
So they have to go through someone else and send word that, hey, your family's here, man. They're waiting outside here and they want to see you. They want you to come.
他们只能打发人传话进去给耶稣说，你的家人在外面找你。
And of course, probably their motivation is, let's get him out of there. I think he's flipped. He must think he's the Messiah. Let's get him back, you know.
他们的想的就是说，他想大概耶稣真的是疯了，本来自己不是弥赛亚，却觉得自己是弥赛亚，所以那就是疯了的表现。所以希望却派人给他传话，叫他自己清醒过来，出来别再搞这事儿了。
Yeah. So we don't know exactly who's sitting where, but we wouldn't be surprised if the 12 were sitting pretty closely around Jesus, some of his most loyal and faithful disciples.
当时挤在耶稣面前那么多人，到底谁坐在哪儿，谁是谁，我们可能不知道，但我们可以猜测他的十二个门徒大概是离他最近的坐在面前那些人。
And these people, not only the 12, but others who are learning what it means to follow Jesus, they're close by too, and I think they're shocked.When they hear Jesus say this about family.
所以这个他坐在面前这些人，包括他的十二个门徒，他们听到耶稣讲说到底谁是他的家人，他们听得很震惊。
Because like today, it was so in ancient culture that, you know, everything's situated around the family. So to say that about your family was really like, what? What did Jesus just say?
所以现在也是这样，以前那个时代也是这样，你一个人的家庭对你很重要，你的声名成就完全是根据你的姓名、你的家族的背景来决定的。所以当他们听到耶稣说啊，到底我的家人是谁，他们非常的吃惊。
And people are still shocked when they read that verse today as they come through the New Testament.
现在的人读这个新约，读到这一句话也仍然是吃惊的。
Yeah, the whole question is, well, who really is my family?
所以问耶稣到底说谁是他的家人呢？
And then looking around at those sitting closest, Jesus declares, "These are my family."
耶稣就周围观看，那周围坐着的人就说：“看啊，这是我的家人。”
And the implication is that these who are following me, who company with me, who are willing to associate with me, these are my family.
意思就是这些愿意跟我在一起、跟从我的人，这些就是我的家人。
These who continue to gather around me to hear my word, to share life together, this is my family.
这些跟我同在的人，愿意跟我一起生活的人，这些人就是我的家人。
These people who are also probably not well respected necessarily, maybe not in high positions in their culture at that time, and maybe even people who have received slander and misrepresentation because they are so closely allied with Jesus.
这些跟从耶稣的人，这些人可能自己的社会地位并不是很高，而且他因为他们跟从了耶稣，所以耶稣受了毁谤，他们也一样的同样的经历，所以他们自己的家人也可能觉得他们也都疯了。
Right. And he says, these are my family here.
就是说这些人就是我的家人。
Maybe you and I would look at them and not be overly impressed.
以后我可能看见这些人觉得哦这些人就不过就是一般人嘛。
But what distinguishes them is that they're staying close to Jesus.
但他们和我们的不同就是他在耶稣旁边。
And it's not just what they say about Jesus when they run into other religious people. We see that they have got some kind of lifestyle where they're making space for Jesus, where they're following Jesus, sitting with Jesus and his disciples.
所以他们不光是说跟从耶稣，他们的行为表示他们真的是跟从耶稣。
There's so much that's in this, so much truth that's in just this one passage here. This is family, Jesus is saying.
所以耶稣这句话把说这到底什么样的人是他的家人呢这话里面有很多的真理
and if you didn't quite grasp it yet he said he goes a step further they're trying to do my will
耶稣继续说凡遵行神旨意的人这些人就是我的家人
and of course we know nobody does God's will perfectly but they're leaning into that way of life where they're trying to discern God's will and do God's will even though it's imperfectlyright pursued this is what they're doing they're making space for Jesus they're making space for one another not just Jesus but those also who are learning to follow Jesus and they're learning what it means to know and do the will of God
所以这些人他们就是明白神的旨意并且尝试着去遵行他可能遵行的不是那么完美的人但他们至少愿意去遵行
Wow you think about that yeah
你想想
Yeah. Such a public declaration at that time to say family is this, not that would be scandalous. You know that word scandalous? Okay.
所以如果你说这个家庭就应该是这样或者就应该是那样的话你可能说的并不对。
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. It still shocks us today when we hear it.
但耶稣这句话我们到现在听到了仍然对我们来讲有个震惊的效果。
What Mark is trying to show us in his gospel is that the arrival of Christ has changed everything.
所以当我马可这段给我们接着去看见，当耶稣的到来改变了所有的事情。
And now we see it coming into focus that the ultimate priority is one's relationship with Jesus the Messiah.
所以这个家庭的观念也被改变到底什么是更重要的呢？就是和耶稣的关系才是最重要的。
Now don't mishear me. It doesn't mean that.The people who do this are doing everything perfectly. That's not what it means. It means that these people are leaning into a new way of life and they recognize that the Messiah has come. And so it's their ultimate priority. It's not just something they say, it's something now that they're leaning into as a way of life.
所以这些人不是一些完美跟从在耶稣周围这些人不是完美的人哈啊但他们愿意接受相信开始一个新的以耶稣为中心的生活。
Right, that's how I read. Now, if you think I'm misreading it, I'm open to be instructed myself. But this is what I'm gleaning as I look and ruminate on this particular passage.
我读这些经文，这就是我的相信。如果你觉得我讲的不对，回头跟我指正一下。
Yeah. So here's application. Four things that I want to say in closing. What I call the application aspect.
所以最后我们有四点我们大家结论就是四点哈。
Okay, number one, if you begin to take being a disciple seriously, making Jesus, his family, his great commandment to love God and love one another, and his great commission, if you begin to make those things, we might call that the will of God, others may say, oh man, you are nuts. That's possible.
你如果定义照着耶稣的话去遵行耶稣的话遵行神的旨意的话就会有人跟你说你是疯了
Yeah, I mean if you really start to take that seriously or you take a message like this that's imperfectly delivered and you begin to really think about it and walk in it that you're probably going to get some pushback
所以你如果真的照着耶稣的话去行的话会有人反对你的
OkayYou remember this, what Jesus said on one occasion? He says, Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you.
你记得耶稣说过这句话，当每个人都说你好的时候，你就有祸了。
So I wonder, what are people saying behind our backs? I mean, I don't care. I'm old enough now, it didn't bother me anymore. But, you know, people will misrepresent you. They will misquote you. They will give misinformation, and they will do it increasingly more if you become too influential as a follower of Christ.
我不晓得你的别人的背后怎么说你，我已经不在，我年纪已经够大了，我已经不在乎别人在背后怎么说我了。但是你如果遵行神的旨意的话，背后一定会有人说你不好的。
Number two, attributing to Satan or man the works of the Spirit of God is dangerous. It's a dangerous and foolish way to live with potentially eternal consequences. That's kind of hard to translate. So,
你如果把神的工作当成魔鬼的工作的话，那你这个那你这个很可能有一个永远的罪是无法赦免的。
So I'll give you three quick examples.
我们看三个例子。
第一个比喻就是 claiming a person who is following or loyal to Christ as crazy. That would be one example.
如果你称耶稣的跟从者是疯了的话呢，那这可能这就是一个例子了。
The second would be concluding that God's work of transformation and sanctification is merely the fruit of human effort. That would be a second example.
你如果看到一个人因为信了耶稣而产生了改变，你不把这个他的改变归功于因为跟信了耶稣，而说他这是他的这个心理上发生变化，那这也是个例子。
Okay, and then a third one would be, this might be a little bit difficult for some people, labeling any spiritual gift or work, a work that is of the Spirit of God, labeling it as something phony, just because you have an experience that would not probably be very wise.
你如果看见别人身上有圣灵的果子或者有圣灵的恩赐的话，你不把它当回事儿，然后反而说它是些假冒的事情，因为你自己没有经历过，那这个也是属于诽谤。
I mean, God still is doing the miraculous. All you have to do is get out and travel a little bit, and you'll see that God is still doing incredible things.
你自己没有经历过、没有见过的事情，并不代表就一定是假的。
And even we see in the pages of the New Testament, this is several decades after Jesus' resurrection, that Paul has to tell people, I don't want you to despise words of prophecy. So be careful, he says.
所以保罗就说过，你不要藐视先知的讲论。
So these would be examples of when God's Spirit is working, and if we're not careful, we might, because of people around us in our tribe or our denomination, we might say, oh, that's nothing, that's phony, that's nonsense. That would be an example.
如果神的圣灵做他的工作的时候，你因为自己的狭隘不知道那是圣灵的工作，反而说啊，这个算不了什么，这是人的这个好像变法术一样的东西，那你这个可能就亵渎神了。
Okay, now, to balance everything we said today with another really positive aspect is this whole idea of forgiveness that Jesus brings us. And this is number three, Jesus' assurance that all sins will be forgiven the children of man and whatever blasphemies they utter, this should give us hope.
当耶稣说世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，那这个就给我们一个盼望了。
And that means no matter who you are or what you have done, there is forgiveness through the grace of God and the person of Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲的，不管你是谁，你做了什么样的坏事，但因着耶稣，我们都可得赦免。
Right? You believe that?
你信不信？
You still believe that? It doesn't matter your past. Yeah. I was a despicable young man before I encountered Christ.I'm not proud of who I was before. 24 is when I came to Christ. I was not a good person.
所以我就想到我自己的经历，在我信主以前，24岁我信主的，在我信主之前，我的行为其实并不好。我现在想想都觉得很丢脸。
But with Christ, with Jesus the Messiah, there's a new life. There's hope. There's life from the dead.
但因着耶稣，这些过去都过去了，都得到赦免，我的新的生命开始了。
And the last thing that I gleaned from this, point number four, is that Satan's kingdom is coming to an end.
第四点，就撒旦的国要结束了。
And Jesus dealt the decisive blow at the cross.
耶稣在十字架上给撒旦致命的一击。
But be careful, don't assume that you're a part of his family simply because you have other family members who have connected their lives to Christ.
但你不要因为你家里有个人信了耶稣，就觉得你也信了耶稣。
Right? Or just because from time to time you show some degree of interest in the life of Christ, don't presume that you know him or that you're following him unless indeed you do know him and are following him.
也不要因为你人生中曾经对于耶稣有点点兴趣，就觉得你已经信了。
Right? Is that reasonable? I think that's most of my message there. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will." There it is again. The one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以这里耶稣自己说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
Okay, so I've been a Christian, I think, for 40 years. I think that's right. And so I've heard a lot of 主啊, 主啊. But don't be overly impressed with just what comes out of the mouth.
我信主已经40年了，但我也常常听到有人喊主啊主啊。但我就劝大家，不要因为某人说主啊主啊，你就觉得啊，
yeah.
这人就一定是基督徒。
Right. A lot of people can say Lord, Lord, whether your language is English or Chinese, but are you seeking, even though we do it imperfectly, are you seeking to do, to know and do the will of God?
所以嘴上说的不重要，要看到他的行为，他是真正的去遵行神的旨意。
It seems like knowing Jesus and being in Jesus' family trumps everything else.
所以看起来作为认识基督并且成为基督的家人，这个比一切都重要。
Yeah, it just seems that way from what I saw in today's lesson.
对，我读了这段圣经，就我得到的结论就是这个。
And I say that as someone who I love my own family. Yeah, I have a good family and I love my family, but I still will speak the truth that it seems the ultimate priority that trumps everything else is knowing Christ Jesus and making sure that you're in relationship with other followers of Jesus Christ.
所以我爱我自己的家人，但是呢，这里跟我们讲到的更重要的就是认识基督，成为神的家人，成为基督的家人，并且爱基督的家人，
这
更重要。
Right. This is the ultimate priority.
这是最重要的。
Thank you.
好，那请大家站立，我们唱一首回应诗歌104首。If you can, please stand, we'll sing a